This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studios in New York on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell with Carver High Mafia. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news, you can save money. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Where's the action now? Baseball, folks, and more baseball. Every game, every play, every day. It's all on PharrellOnTheBench.com. I rank the plays every day. You get an email from us. Boxing, MMA is on there as well. PharrellOnTheBench.com. The best price, buck a day, son. Best picks, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. All right, so I was looking at this story today in the USA Today about home runs, right? Home run. So the record for league-wide home runs will be obliterated this year. Remember the Yankees set it last year. At least three teams could sail past the Yankees' record for homers team-wise in a season. More runs will be scored per game, currently almost five runs per team than any time since 2007. Four players have a shot at 50 home runs, which hasn't happened since 01 when Bonds, Sosa, Luis Gonzalez, and Alex Rodriguez did it. And then you saw 92 combined runs in the Padres-Rockies series. Is the ball juiced? Everybody says yes. Are there more hitters selling out for power? Yes. Does it make more sense to hit over the exotic defense than into them? Yes. Are power hitters better trained and instructed than ever before? I don't know about that. But I think the obvious thing is that it would appear to me that baseball wants the home runs. And so those balls are tight.
They're juiced.
And that's it. And they're just balls flying out of these ballparks. Because chicks dig the long ball, and fans, that's all they want to see baseball. They want to see games that are faster, and they want to see home runs. Right? That's it. And really, they believe, I think baseball, they're starting to understand that these exotic, shift defenses are boring the you-know-what out of people. Seriously. I don't want to go watch baseball where the entire team goes over to the right side when a guy comes to bat. You know what I mean? Like, it really is annoying. And three others are on pace. Like, you talk about these guys that are hitting home runs. Three others are on pace for 50 home runs are Christian Yelich, Cody Bellinger, and Pete Alonso of the Mets. So, Renfro is another guy. Hunter Renfro, his production, they're talking about he had power but struck out a lot, 29%, 25% his first two full seasons. This year he's regressed, striking out 27% of the time, but it's 2019, and it doesn't matter. He's been clutch on the Padres. Only Hosmer leads him in gross win probability, whatever the hell that is. Added with 75 more at-bats, his weekend binge kept the Padres within shouting distance of the Rockies. There's 18 guys on pace to hit 40 home runs. That's crazy, right? The 1.3 homers each team slugs per game is already a 7% leap over the 2017 record-setting mark. A season that they say inspired significant juice ball talk. And there, it is what it is. We saw tonight Edwin Encarnacion finally with the home run. So it took him two games. He went 0-for-4 in his first game, but hit the ball hard three times. Tonight he hits a home run for the Yankees. So that's why they got him. He leads the league with 22 home runs, right, in the AL. So I don't see why it's such a really big thing. Like, why is it such a huge story? It's so shocking to everyone that balls are flying out of baseball stadiums when they're as tight as they are. I mean, it's simple. They're juiced.
It's been going on for years.
It's been happening, right? I don't think it's that shocking. I think people just can't fathom the numbers of home runs and the amount of success teams are having hitting home runs. It is what it is. Well, I mean, at some point, don't they just throw gas and then guys connect? And if you throw the wrong pitch, you throw it over the plate. It doesn't matter if it's 98 miles an hour, they're going to jack it out, right? The faster you throw it, the further it goes, right? If you get wood on that thing, if you get a logo on that fastball, it's gone, right? You get wood on it, it's gone. It's that simple. And now they have all this, what, exit velocity and angle, launch angle, right? So are guys just going up to swing for the fences? Yes, that's it. They're trying to hit home runs every at-bat. That's what guys want. They want to swing big and hit homers. That's it. That's what they're doing. You can watch it every night on display. I mean, I sit here right now every night watching guys do it. So they're doing it as we speak. So anyway, I'm watching games. There's all this action. Red Sox Twins are in the 12th, tied at twos. Rockies blowing out the D-backs 8-1 in Zona in the 8th. 7th, A's 14-2 over the Orioles. The Orioles look fantastic. They're 30 games under 500 already. Can you even believe that? The Padres 4-0 on the Brewers. And the Dodgers lead the Giants 3-0. The Royals 7-0 on the Mariners. That's in the 6th. That Giants game with the Dodgers is in the 7th. So is the Brewers-Padres. So, lots of runs out west tonight. And the U.S. won that game 4-0 over Guyana. And they should have, right? They should have got a win. They should have had eight goals.
That's a team that you have to – that's the type of win that they need against a team like Guyana. 4-0, easy, nothing crazy about it.
So Celtics All-Star center Al Horford will decline his $30 million option and seek to leave the franchise as an unrestricted free agent. The talks on a new deal are over, and they're saying there's just what they want to offer and what he wants on a long-term deal is not happening. And Ainge and Horford's agent aren't going to restart talks. And there you go. See ya. He was a key member of the Celtics core and a favorite of management, coaches, and teammates. He averaged 13-6, 6.7 boards for the Celtics. A season ago, his third with Boston since leaving Atlanta for a four-year, $113 million free agent deal with the Celtics. And they'd been to the Eastern Conference playoffs 11 times in his 12-year career. He has been. He won two national championships at Florida. I wonder where he's going to go, really, to be honest with you. That's going to be interesting. We heard last night the Rockets allegedly had some interest in him. And how about this one? The Heat allegedly interested in Andrew Wiggins. I kind of like his game, but he has 4 years and $122 million left on a current deal, which would expire after 22-23, where he would make around $33.6 million. It's funny how these mistakes play out, right? Don't you think Minnesota regrets giving that guy that big fat deal? Of course they do. Now they want to get rid of him. He's coming off a season which he averaged 18 points, 4.8 boards, 2.5 dimes, while shooting 41% from the field and 33% from downtown. He's 24. He's shown flashes, average 20 points plus per game in his two separate seasons. And maybe it appears the Heat are one of the teams that have shown interest in trading for Wiggins. I think he'd be, actually better in Miami than he was in Minneapolis. That team up there they've been a disaster, right? I mean, they've had all that talent. They don't win, right? They've had Cat and they've had Wiggins. What haven't they had? And they don't win. So move him. I mean, it's obviously not working. And I think the guy's got game. I actually think the guy has game. I don't even know what's happening here. Did you hear that?
I did hear that. I've never heard that one before.
The hell was that?
Special alert there on your phone?
I don't know. Maybe like a weather warning? Is that like a...
Very possible.
Something going on here in the city or in the
building? Rumble coming through? Well, it can't be because our TVs are working.
Well, you heard it. I heard it. I didn't know what the hell it was. I'm very concerned. Oh, maybe it's like I hit. Maybe it's some alarm on my phone or some or on my wristwatch. It looks as though I had on my Apple Watch. It looked like there was like a walkie-talkie trying to work on my phone. Could I have hit a button or something? You know, we played that for years. I wonder, have you ever been able to understand it?
Not once.
Never. Hassan Whiteside plans to opt into his deal. Opting in would add $27 million to Miami's books and put the team about $4 million over the projected $132 million luxury tax threshold, factoring in their first-round draft pick and Ryan Anderson's expected buyout. Boy, has that guy moved around like toilet paper. I mean, honestly. I'm talking about Ryan Anderson. Just a typical white guy, right, in the league. They give him all this money, and then they're like, oh, what do we do with the white guy? Whiteside, a different story, intends to opt in, and that's no one saw that coming, right? Like, didn't they think he was done there? It looks like, I mean, I don't know. There's some talk that he would opt in, and then they would, want to trade.
Well, because he's sitting there, and he's the opposite of Horford. Horford's sitting there thinking, well, I got $30 million coming to me next year, but I think I can get more elsewhere, even though his game's deteriorating. And Whiteside has seen his game deteriorate since he got that big deal, knows he's not the same player, and said, you know what? I'm going to hop in because no one's paying me $27 million anywhere else.
Whiteside isn't the only deal that he would likely move, given the chance. Dragic opted into his $19.2 million deal. James Johnson, $15 million. Winslow, $13 million. Deion Waiters, $12 million. Kelly Olynyk, $11.6 million. All have cap hits on the books next season.
So basically they want to get rid of everybody that's signed.
Well, they have all these players that make tons of money, and they all are average, right? Of all those players, Dragic, Johnson, Winslow, Waiters, Olynyk, the best player is Dragic. Is he not? He does the most for that team. And then I would say Justice Winslow, and then I'd say Olynyk. But Whiteside's huge. The guy's enormous. What was he, 11 a game, 9 rebounds, 1.4 blocks in 18 and a half minutes. The guy, it's unbelievable. So he averaged 12, 11 boards, 9 blocks per game. Those numbers before the All-Star game, 12-8, 12-4, 2-1 blocks in 25 minutes were clearly better than after the All-Star game when he averaged the 11. So he went down to 18 minutes. So they never played the guy. Can you imagine having a 7-footer like that? You never play him? Why? Because he's always unhappy? It really is truly unbelievable when you think about it. That guy has never turned into anything. Do you think Whiteside's got game? I think he's got some talent. I don't understand why 18 minutes a game. What am I missing here? God, if I had that guy, he'd be playing 30 minutes a game. I don't care who you got. He swats shots, rebounds, dunk, does it all. What does he not do? Look, I don't think he's the greatest player in the world I've ever seen, but I think he's definitely better than what they treat him like.
He always seems to be getting in foul trouble quickly, too, on that team and always fighting with the coach. That's the problem.
Well, he's not going to win that battle with Spoelstra and Riley, I can tell you that much. The inmates don't run the asylum down there. So 855-212-4CBS to get on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so I'm looking at that 2017 draft, and then Jonathan Isaac, remember him? He's about the only one in that top 10 that didn't amount to something, right, in that 2017 draft. A lot of them are, I think, pretty successful in the NBA. So Mafia Thursday's the draft. I'll be in Pittsburgh for that. And then I'll do the show from the Fan in Pittsburgh on Thursday and Friday. I'm going to go into my hometown. My dad's really sick and not doing well, so I'm going in there for that. And then I'm going to, I don't know. I don't even know how long I'm going to be there, to be honest with you. I'm going to be in Pittsburgh for a little bit and chill out. Carver High did mention to me. He said, it's horrible news about your father. We're big fans of TR, but he said, you know, the Padres Pirates are playing 3 there this weekend.
You're in town and you just have, you know.
You might want to slide over to PNC Saturday afternoon for that 4:05 start. A little late afternoon, PNC action. What do you think? I could hit up, like, they got a Permane Brothers right there at the stadium. I got, like, listen, there's some stuff brewing here. There could be some potential for some fun in Pittsburgh. Imagine the humanity.
You go see the Padres twice in one season.
Can you believe it?
And twice in a month.
But watch the game I go to. Machado's out. Didn't they suspend him? When is he sitting? When does that appeal get heard? In, 2 years?
I don't know. With all this stuff with the umpires crying about it, I don't know. We'll see how long it takes.
You ever see this
with the umpire? I mean, yeah, the way
it's gotten ugly,
today,
right?
It's awful.
Well, what did they say? I have it right here. What are they so mad about? Because they only got one game?
They compared it to, like, abuse in the workplace or something.
Did they really?
Yeah, read the tweet. I mean, you got to read the tweet from the umpire.
Well, you do. I don't know where that is. Didn't I send you the –
I gave you that right after it.
Oh, really? Because I just have this –
I backed up the MLB one with the original umpire tweet.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's there. I put it right after where that was.
I'm not really that smart, to be honest with you. Oh, I have it here. There you go. So, nice job, Carver. You always do a very professional. I'm the one that's a mess. You're always very organized. Machado received a one-game suspension for contact with an umpire over balls and strikes and violently throwing his bat against a backstop with absolutely no regard for anyone's safety. Violence in the workplace is not tolerated. And offenders are dealt with severely and even made examples of for the good of the employees as well as the company itself. Is this truly what baseball wants to teach our youth? Oh, please. And then watching Machado light up the ump and cuss him out is awesome. Because I think most of the umps, I got to be honest with you. I truly believe of all the umps and refs in sports, I think the baseball refs are the best. I think they are. I think the umps are the best.
You think the umps are the best in baseball?
Oh, no, in sports.
In all sports.
I think that the NFL refs are atrocious. I think the NHL refs.
The NBA refs are up.
Don't even get me started. I haven't got there yet. I think the NHL refs are. So I got NFL atrocious. I got NHL oblivious. And I got NBA. An atrocity. Is that the same thing as atrocious? I mean, just they are the absolute scourge of the earth. I can't take – I fully engage in corruption, I think, of NBA refs. I think they're corrupt. I think they got attitudes. I think they have revenge calls. I think they make bad calls against certain teams and coaches and players they don't like. I mean, it's just without no regard. I have no respect for the NBA refs. I think they're terrible, and they ruin games with all their revenge tactics. I mean, they constantly – I mean, the texts that they give out, I mean, a guy even looks at them, they tee them up. And you can't even talk to NBA refs anymore. Meanwhile, they want this squeaky, clean image. It's so funny. After Donahue, is that even possible that anyone trusts NBA refs? I mean, honestly – because I feel like a lot of games I watch, there's something going on. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, some of the calls. I mean, seriously. What was it, Game 5 in Toronto? They must have got 20 straight calls. I don't care what anybody says. They got 20 straight calls. And I just can't stand them. I actually think, am I wrong? I think the baseball umps do a decent job. I mean, they miss calls, but the replay in baseball actually gets them right, don't they? In the NHL, they see a call, and they go to the replay, and they still don't change it. In the NBA, they go over to the sideline, they see the call, and they still don't change it. And we all see that it's wrong, and then they still don't change it. In baseball, they just flat out change it, right? They make the call, and it's over. It may take 5 minutes, but they usually just make the call, and it is what it is. I'm willing to say the baseball umps do the best job. But this whole bit about violence in the workplace, please. Can you imagine? If that were the case, Billy Martin would have done federal time at Leavenworth. Or how about your boy Earl Weaver? Do you think he would have gotten any time in the federal umpire violent prison in the main lockup? Was he not, like, can you imagine Earl Weaver if he, like, what would they say about him? If Manny Machado was violent against the refs, what is Billy Martin and Earl Weaver? Or even Whitey Herzog, you remember when he used to light up umps? Oh, my God. Lou Piniella. Oh, my God. It just never ends. But nowadays, they don't have any of that, do they? I mean, they got all these guys you never heard of arguing with the umps. All these managers. I bet you that it literally, what are the, I don't even think fans could name half of the managers in baseball. I really don't. I don't even think they could tell me who half the managers are in baseball. And I know I can't. So I don't think you can either. I mean, seriously. There are so many no-name managers now in baseball. And when some no-name hack argues with the ump, you're like, who's this guy? Who is this guy arguing with the ump? Honestly. And then what do they got in New York? They got this celebrity manager and Aaron Boone. They've turned him into a rock star for I have no idea what reason. Because what? He worked at ESPN and everyone liked him? Because they made him out to be a genius. They act like this guy's a genius. Isn't he a puppet for Cashman?
100%.
Please. He's a puppet. I don't even want to hear it.
Yeah, but the high-profile manager in baseball is kind of a thing of the past, right? Like there used to be like a really strong handful of mainstays that
now
like,
they got Mickey Callaway.
Like honestly now, like
Cab Callaway.
Just off the top of your head, like who are still like the most recognizable guys? Like it's Francona, Joe Maddon. Like I mean, who else you throwing out there right now that's been around for a long time, still a lot of it is new young managers now. They went with the analytical type of guys or guys that could be controlled by the GM. There isn't a lot of, you know.
There really isn't.
Long-time managers.
I mean, think about it. And do you think Roberts is a good manager?
He's only been managing for a couple years.
But he goes to the World Series.
Right, but he's
what
been
about
managing
Yost?
For 3 years.
You like him?
He's been around a while.
What about Melvin?
He's not a
Alex
somebody,
Cora.
He's not somebody. Now, Alex Cora's, you know, he won last
Did
job.
Did he get his diapers
he's been a manager
off yet?
For a year.
He's only done it for a year, but he's already got a ring.
Right, but is he, you know, well-known? Besides Maddon and Francona, I'm probably missing somebody.
Get rid of the umps, and get rid of all the umps. We'll have robots, and then we'll have no managers anymore. And the inmates will have full, like, regalia over the whole institution. Chaos. More Manny Machado outbursts. He'll be yelling at a human bot. What do they call
that? That guy who manages the Padres. I mean, that guy, I mean, he looks like he's about 23 years old. That
he's
guy.
Done a great job. Not one person on the face of the earth can name him.
I mean, that guy might play in your rec league.
I love it. That guy, him, he, they. We still don't know his name. If you're on hold, Pittsburgh, Boca, everyone, don't give up. Get a beer. I'm going to come back and take your calls.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Baseball said, we believe it's inappropriate to compare the incident to the extraordinarily serious issue of workplace violence. I do not believe. I didn't even see it. I just saw him cussing out the ump, right, from the dugout. This is after he got ejected, right? What you saw, did you think that it was workplace violence?
No.
I mean, come on. What a waste of time that is. Did you see your boy Max Scherzer got a little batting practice broken nose today?
Got one right in the schnoz.
That's a problem. But that guy's tough as nails. I'm assuming he won't pitch
supposed
tomorrow.
To pitch tomorrow.
There's no way he's pitching. Do you think? But wouldn't that be great if he did pitch with the broken nose? I'm looking at it right now. Oh, he got a foul ball off a bat and broke his nose.
Doing a little bunting practice. Nothing like having the pitcher in the cage there doing a little bunting practice, you know.
Right.
Keep letting him hit, though. Keep letting him hit.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. I saw your boy Alonso tonight. With the huge night again, Mafia, for the Mets. I think the guys, I saw it at some point, like at the top of the order, they had like 9 hits. Did you see that stuff?
Well, yeah, they clobbered the Braves tonight after the Braves clobbered them last night. So we'll see what happens in the next game. But they
Jeff McNeil and Alonso tonight at the top of the Mets lineup, 7-for-9, 3 walks, 6 runs. That's impressive.
Alonso's been incredible. I mean, that's once again, it shows how messed up the All-Star voting is. That this guy's pretty much got no chance to be a starter in the AL, even in the NL, even though he's crushing the ball left and right.
Yeah, but look, that's the voting. He's going to be in the All-Star game. I understand he's, you know, sixth or whatever. That's the Met fans' fault. Go vote for him. I mean, this guy Bell, all the Pirate fans are voting for him, right?
But meanwhile, nobody goes to the Pirate games.
So your fans got to go out and do it. I mean, I get it. It is what it is, but I saw a lot of belly aching about this. Like, you guys got to go out and vote for
him. Do you think the Pirates will sweep the Padres when I'm in town? You think I could get a little Friday, Saturday, Sunday action?
I don't know. I mean, didn't you give me a thing today from our boy Ron Cook saying they should just send everything away, you know, shut it down, sell it off, strip it down?
Anything that Ron Cook does, it becomes a story on the bench. If Ron is doing a story about the failure of the Buccos,
I mean, he's saying to
sell everything.
You know, send the ship out is pretty much what Ron is saying.
And then Huntington said, we're a 7 to 10 day stretch away from being right back in it. And then everyone puked after he said that.
Maybe a 7 to 10 year stretch.
Yeah. An 8-game losing streak, a 7-game losing streak, those are tough to take. Those are tough to come back from, but they're still encouraging sign. This club battles. This club never quits. As we start to get some guys healthy, we're looking forward to getting on a positive roll sooner than later. What they should do is just give me really good seats to the game on Saturday behind home plate so I don't get hit with a foul ball. You know, I need to be protected near netting in a place that I can enjoy my Permane brothers. You know what I'll do? I'll get the guy that called me last night, the rich guy that called me last night, my boy JC, to take me to the game. Remember I told you the last time I went to a game with him, his son yacked all over the dinner? We were at this fancy restaurant at PNC. They got like a private club for rich people, and it's awesome. They have a buffet that's just kick-ass, and the kid yacked all over the table. It was awesome. As you know, Mafi, I'm a huge fan of kids having moments of failure where there's like a hurl or a, you know? I love those actions. Like, I mean, you're Chop.
Not just kids. You love anybody in being truly.
Right now, but Chop will just rip one right at church. She'll just rip one right off the pew, the wooden pew. She'll just like
reverb.
Oh, a reverb one. Just like a bouncer right off the pew. Whoom, and everybody hears it, and the whole room shuts down.
She does take after you way too much.
Did you see that she had put in the Father's Day card that she enjoyed farting with me?
I did see that, yes. Must she your wife's chagrin.
Listen, is there anything better truly in life if you got, you know, some, you know, just relief and it's not a problem and you just get a little one in and everybody's happy? I mean, honestly, is there anything better? What about driving and no one's in the car with you? Do you like to let one fly then? Mavi,
not
what
really,
is
because I have to smell it.
Well, when is your favorite time, actually, to let one go? Is there a moment of any, is this a bad conversation, Carver, I, to be having on the program?
Probably
just end it right now. There you go. So Mavi will not comment on his latest gaseous moment.
There's never a good time for that.
Anyway, what I'm seeing, it's a Huntington's work in drafting and developing players looks worse every day. Your boy Cook.
They're drafting and developing for who? Everyone else around the league because they always trade him away?
Yeah. I have to think Huntington would love to trade Dickerson and Cervelli. Good luck with that. It would be nice if the Pirates could trade Archer. Good luck with that. Sterling Marte Partey is the most marketable Pirates player who should be available in a trade. $11.5 million next season, $12.5 million in 2021. I actually like him. They already screwed up with the Tyler Glasnow trade. There you go. Ron Cook. Maybe I'll see him when I'm in Pittsburgh. Under trying circumstances, I'm not a fan of what I'm going in there for. TR being very ill, getting put in hospice, not having it. Carver High is not interested in that plan. I was told today, though, under extreme duress, that TR ate food for the first time in like 5 days.
That's good.
So he busted off like a big old ham sandwich and a pizza and a big old beverage.
It is beautiful.
What do we got here, Mafia? Comeback? We got a comeback by TR from dying on this deathbed to a turn of the corner and a revival. You know what they should do? They should put the fan on in his hospice room so he can listen to Pharrell. Listen to me. You know what I mean? His son. Maybe it'll bring him back to his youth. Maybe he'll be rejuvenated like he was 60 again instead of on his deathbed. What do you think we need? I know what we need. Strippers, ice cream, weed.
Maybe that's why he ate today. Maybe he ended his hunger strike because he heard you were coming to visit.
There you go. And what about blow? Can we get some blow for him when I'm in town? Maybe. You know, if I do me a favor, Mafia, as Carver High knows, if I'm dying, like if I'm, you know, because I don't want to go out like him. I don't want to have the whole Alzheimer's and, you know, dementia and like, you know, can't control my faculties and all the rest and my, you know, going to the bathroom and everything. So if I'm that bad, Carver High, do me a favor. Come over to the whatever hospital, old folks home. Shoot me up with about a gallon of heroin and cocaine, like a speedball, and then I'll die right then on the spot, and I'll sign a waiver that says Carver High's in the clear. Can you do that for me? Would you be willing to negotiate that type of a deal?
If that's something that you want to do.
Thank you, Carver High. I knew I could count on you. Mafia wouldn't do it, though, based on his Christian beliefs. As you know, Carver High, Mafia hasn't been to church once in 28 years. He went early on in life when there was, like, christenings and such.
Yeah, my mom made me.
When's the last time you went to church?
When was the last wedding or funeral I went to?
I went to church Sunday, as you know. I told you the story of what happened, right?
You did not.
Oh, did I not tell you the story? So you won't believe it. Carver High's like, Jesus, he said he was going to take calls like 10 minutes ago. Maybe I should save this story. I'll take calls first. Remind me to tell you the church story. Josh in Pittsburgh on the Fan.
Pharrell, what's up, man?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, not too much. Asking for a beer, specifically an Icy Light.
Get him an Icy Light. Him and an iron shot of beer, puke. All right.
I just needed that to wash down my permanence. Hey, real quick to my question, two, if you got the time. Number one, we were talking about the juice balls earlier.
Right.
See the play with Carpenter last night where he bunted and actually got a double out of it on the bunt, went to second base, pitcher ran after the ball. If that happened more, do you think people would be more interested in baseball if they started to play around the shift and bunt against it?
Yeah, I have no problem with that at all. I think the shift sucks. And I think, I never thought I'd see the day in my life where it was, like, used every day. You know what I mean? Like, the first time I started seeing it and everything, I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And I think it has had a, you know, negative effect on frankly, on the game. But there's nothing you can do about it. It is what it is. That's the way they play the game today. So there's not a whole lot you can do about it. I don't think they're going to make rules that affect it or ban it. I think they're going to, you know, keep playing that way. That it is what it is. Like I said, now they're hitting home runs. They just crank the ball up in the air over the shift. But I don't actually – do you really believe that that's why there's more home runs? Because teams don't want to hit the ball on the ground because of the shift, that they're now trying to hit the ball in the air? Do you really believe that, Carver High?
I do not.
I just think it's just they're the balls are juiced.
Balls are juiced.
And they're throwing heat, and guys are hitting because they're great hitters, and pitchers are great pitchers. And at some point, it has to collide, right?
A lot of these guys are also now, I mean, look at them. Look at Aaron Judge. Look at Stanton. Look at some of these guys.
They're so
workout freaks.
All right, real quick, Jay and Boca.
So, Scotty, congratulations. You know you arrived as a father when you're – kid writes about a fart in your card.
Yeah, it's great. It was a very strong effort by her on the Father's Day card, saying that I'm not like all the other fat, hairy-chested nerds in my community. I love that line, too, that everyone's fat, ugly, and hairy.
I thought she knew me.
Yeah, it's unbelievable how she looks up to me, and I'm such a bad influence. It's great. I love how she says I'm the favorite family member. Meanwhile, I do the least for everyone. Like, people think I'm totally selfish and self-absorbed and just a thief and a liar and a piece of shack. That's what my wife has called me.
Kids like that.
It's true.
And speaking about pieces of shack, I wanted to talk about Fertitta, the owner from Houston.
Yeah, what about him?
So he had a show called The Billion Dollar Buyer.
Right.
The guy is such a condescending piece of shack.
I've seen that show, right, where
he talks down to everybody.
Right, he's like, it's a show about, like, getting people to do, like, entrepreneurial buying, you know, properties and stuff, right, like businesses.
All these businesses.
Yeah, I saw
it. Okay, but he talks down to everyone. So even though he may not be the reason for CP3 and Harding, but there's no way that he could get them together.
Well,
because he just likes to alienate everybody.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I really don't know about that because I think that he's a very shrewd businessman, right? And he's made billions with his restaurants and everything else. And casinos, you understand he's a big casino owner. So I think he's actually smarter than you think he is. And, he's made billions. So I'm not going to, if I knew how to make billions of dollars, I probably, my guess is, more than likely, I wouldn't be sitting here. You know what I mean? Like Carver High and I would be on a yacht in the Caribbean, and it would not be good for our wives or children. Listen, if I had billions of dollars, I might sail away to Key Largo. You'd never see me again. If I had billions. Like, did you see the guy today that they overdid the whole thing about the guy going to Vegas to get his $100,000?
Oh, and
they,
enough.
Did they
enough.
Not just go overboard with that Revel and all that business?
The private plane.
The whole day they chartered the wheels up plane, and then they did a live
Gets
Twitter.
Gets out with the bottle of champagne.
The
in
Twitter
his hand.
Feed the whole day about enough. Their trip, like literally down to like the bathroom he went in at the Paris. I mean, honestly, do we need to see enough of that already? Thanks. Congratulations. You won your $100,000. It really is a nice bet for sure to win, but I would have rather been Derek winning that million. Remember the Michigan million? What would you rather win, a million or 100 G's? There you go. I'll tell you the church story next on the bench.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.